This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I don't know if I won my bet or not yesterday. I don't know. Do I push? Is that a push?
What do you mean? It was a tie?
It was a tie.
Push.
Is that a push?
Yeah. It's a push, but you lost because of how much time you invested into that day.
I was so upset. First of all, I was thrilled because I was like, no! They blew it in the seventh. Yeah. Then they came back in the ninth. Then you strike out with the bases loaded. Get the bat off your shoulders.
Give it
a whirl. Give it a swing. You're going to sit there. You're going to watch it down Broadway. I think it was down Broadway. I was listening on the radio at the time.
Rough, dude. Rough. I was living through your text.
I was like, oh, my God, this was a terrible idea. But also, man.
Yeah, I told you it was a
put some stakes,
terrible idea.
Put some stakes on some mid-March baseball. I'll tell you that what.
Makes it worth it.
It did make it worth it. Maybe.
Well, you didn't lose, so that's why it's okay. You lose for, let's say you were down by one, bases loaded, swinging a miss.
Right.
Then it'd be like, why the hell did
he at least swing?
No, he went down looking.
Which is so marked.
Unacceptable.
Get the bat off your shoulders, kid. Of course, it was a Cronin giving it up.
Hold that text. Oh, God. That's good. That is good.
Anyway, kids, the lesson is maybe Uncle Leroy was right. Don't bet spring training baseball.
Oh my God.
Unless you want unnecessary stress with players you've never heard of. In fairness, it would be like that in regular season too.
But you're right, it gives you a reason to watch though.
It definitely I was like, oh yeah, because I was like, you know, driving yesterday, I was getting my oil change. I'm like, oh, I'm on my way back. I was like, oh, yeah. Let me check on that game, huh? All right, Marlins down 4-3.
What?
They were winning 2 seconds ago. Man, what a time to be alive, everybody. Let's get the headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock. Like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. And the Heat will be back on the hardwood tonight. 7:30 is your tip-off. Coverage begins at 6:15 with preheat on 560 WQAM. And that will be boots on the ground for that one. So, let's see if we could avoid a ninth straight loss here. A ninth straight loss.
At this point, you don't want to keep losing? I kind of want to keep losing.
Why? Because are you just team tank? Or are you...
I mean, because what else am I holding on to? I want to be that team that, like, is competitive with right. the ninth play-in team. Like, what else do I have to live for?
Right now, you're 10th, I believe.
Look at that. Like, I'm not...
So you not only have to win two games, you have to go on the road for both games.
And we all know how that's going to go.
Yeah, the Heat winning two games in the span of 48 hours is, like, unbearable to even think about. But, yeah, I think from the standpoint of... tonight, like, man, Detroit's cooking. They're a good team. And the thing that's funny about it is they are the mark of, like, the two. There's been a lot of bad losses, but those are the signature losses of the season, are they not? Like, you lose that game in Detroit where Spo forgets the timeouts, and we're all thinking to ourselves, the hell is this? Eric Spoelstra never forgets a game situation.
What the hell just happened?
What the hell just happened? And then it's the last, and then the next one, you lose, and that was the last game Jimmy Butler tried to play for the Miami Heat, actual basketball. And then we had the bubble guts ankle days later. So
he's got the only ankle that is connected to his guts.
He won yesterday. I tell you two things that have stayed the same this week. Jimmy Butler can't beat the Nuggets, but Jimmy Butler owns the Bucks. Wins yesterday without Steph Curry, but you know, it's at the home base focus. Tonight is a tough one. I think they're 5.5 point dogs, and I believe Anthony Chang pointed out this morning, I think they were 8.5 point favorites to open up the year.
Jeez,
like when they opened up against Detroit.
Yeah,
how the times have changed.
Yeah, I mean that's just about right though. We blew another lead. There you go.
Yep. It has been, if you want to look to the root of the...
It's called the market correction.
Yeah, it is. The Panthers will be back on the practice ice this morning. They're getting ready for a two-game trip, take on the Columbus Blue Jackets tomorrow. We're going to talk to Gustav Forsling is going to join us.
Wow.
Very exciting. Yeah. Panthers star defenseman.
Champion.
Swedish.
Mm. Accent?
Sounds just like Pelle Larsson.
Wow.
It's got that cool, you know, it's not like, it's not hard like the Serbian Slovenian accent. It's like, it's cool. It's like this guy, there's something about him. There's an essence to the Swedish accent.
He oozes coolness.
But he is a badass defenseman, blocking shots all over the place, two-way player, does everything for the Cats.
He does jump in front of a lot of pucks.
He really does. I want to ask him how bad that hurts.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Sure. See, like, cause then you got to jump up on skates.
Yeah.
Because you can't just lay there.
So we'll talk to Gus Forsling coming up at around 12:30, they think, when the practice should be wrapped up. So we'll talk to him. Panthers, got the Blue Jackets tomorrow. Marlins are off today after their tie yesterday.
Off.
They're off. They get a day off today. At least that's what their website said. Pretty wild. Did you see yesterday, speaking of spring training, I missed this guy. Did you guys see Jazz Chisholm pimp a walk
in spring training?
No.
So yesterday we learned in baseball they're doing this thing now where you can tap on your head as a hitter to challenge an umpire, basically hitter's challenge, if you will. So Jazz Chisholm gets rung up by the umpire. He refuses the strikeout. He turns around, walking to first base, tapping his head, and the robots reversed it. It was a walk.
Whoa!
That's confidence.
I like that, though. Baseball, pretty good.
But let's be clear.
He didn't even wait to see it, dude.
Pretty amazing how, for the most part, right, the hitters know. I mean, they know what the strike zone is.
Oh, he threw the bat.
And they understand what the strike zone is. So, like, when he does something like that, he knows. That's all they do is hit. They know what the hell a strike is.
Mm.
Just conversely, you know for a fact, when they get rung up, they know right away.
Oh, yeah.
Man, this is new technology.
We were watching this yesterday,
they
just
and so it in preseason.
Yeah, they were showing it yesterday. Remember, and I don't know how much I trust this. I told you in football, I don't trust the digital first down, and I know they're going to that.
Yeah, I don't trust that,
and I think they're going to it this year, but they're still going to have a chain gang to back it up.
Good.
Which I'll allow that. I still don't like it as much as the chain gang.
My question is this. Why can't they use digital chains? One guy marks it. The other guy can go and measure 10 yards digitally.
Why can't they do digital? So, like, you want the chain to be a laser?
Why not?
I'm against that.
You can have two sensors on the chain.
You like seeing the chain.
I really do like seeing the chain.
You got to pull it a little bit more. You don't know. You got to see. You got to unhook
the chain. There's a kink in one of the chains.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Right. The kink rarely happens. They usually have a smooth chain.
That's football.
Does it make a sound, Leroy, when you're out there? Does it make a sound?
Wow.
Like when you're out there, right? Because you've been out there for measurements. Mm. Like, does the chain gang, does it?
Everybody's like this.
Does it make a sound?
No.
Oh.
Nah.
It's like...
They lied to us.
I like to think of it as an accordion.
With all the technology we have in the world, you can't just have one chain and walk the other one 10 yards away.
That umpire is going to remember Jazz Chisholm for that this season, yeah?
Yeah, he is.
He's definitely going to ring him up again.
For sure.
He'll just challenge it.
But it doesn't work. They're not doing it in season. They're just doing it for spring.
Okay.
He's like,
it's accurate. This thing is telling me that it was 1.9 inches off of the strike zone. Like, that's pretty accurate. And that's amazing for him to see that and be so. I mean, Jazz is a confident guy.
Think about this.
Yeah.
You have about 500 to 600 at bats per year. That's not counting training camp. That's not counting postseason. That's not counting all the years that you've done it. Right? So, how many pitches you get from those 500, 600 at bats? Like, yeah, man, they know what a strike is.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me how sometimes the officials could be so far off, right? Like, that's all you do is stand back there and look at pitches. You should have that skill honed in right now.
Man. This guy's
like,
confident.
I get the bang bang plays on the bases, right? I get the bang bang plays in the field, you know, whether it's a catch or not, whether he's safe or not, whether he touched the base or not. I get that, right? But if you're sitting right behind a plate and you have been doing it for years and the hitter has been doing it for years, very rarely should you guys come up with two different results. Very rarely.
It says for the spring, it says players will be able to challenge any call of ball or strike, but there are limits. Only the pitcher, catcher, and batter can call for the review, and they must do so immediately after the umpire announces the call without any communication with the dugout. So no coaches. No, it's almost like the now.
No, you can't. No, you can't go to a video.
No going to video. You have to know right then and there. You have to call for the challenge.
Well, I would say Jazz pretty much knew what was going on, and being that he started walking the first.
Love
that. Hey, no, that is the most offensive way to say,
Teams will start each game with two challenges. If the challenge is correct, meaning the system overturns it, the team is allowed to keep their challenge and use it again. If it's incorrect in the stand, they lose their second challenge. So it's basically make it, take it.
So basically, he can ruin it for the next guy. So if he's wrong, right, you know that official's ringing him up, like even anything even close.
Interesting. I like this. I like this. But as Spo said with the challenge, which he hates the challenge in basketball.
Yeah, soft.
Because he thinks everybody starts whining for it. You know, like, are you going to have – see, I would imagine as a manager, a rookie doesn't get to use that.
Oh, yeah.
A rookie doesn't get to use that. Like, I feel like the people
– all the players do it, too. All the players.
Yep, come on.
Coach is like, Now, if you're a 15-year vet, the coach will seriously consider it because I've seen veterans make calls.
NHL by far is the most punitive because you go on the power play.
On the power play, yeah.
Like,
right.
That is a punitive. You lose that challenge.
Hey, get out of here.
Because they're like timeouts. Like, what is one timeout used a game in hockey?
Yeah,
I think they should do it in football.
Where you, 10 and 11?
Because basically, if you're holding up the game over a call, then you get an automatic first down.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So you get an additional 10 yards.
I like it. I like the idea of 10 on 11, or you get an extra defender.
Whoa.
I mean,
more people on the field?
So either the offense has to play with 10 or you get 12 defenders.
Whoa. Some people have done that anyway.
Yeah. Like, right? Where would you put that extra defender?
Oh, man. Depends.
You got to put them on the line, right?
More. Because you feel like if you're playing the Dolphins, they're going to throw another safety out there, right?
Oh, God. Yeah.
What would I do if I had an extra lineman? It would depend on who I'm playing. Depends on what they do, right?
Yeah.
What
they do best, I guess.
So if it were someone like, say, Baltimore, right? I'd put another safety in and blitz him.
Ah.
Like somebody that's fleet of foot to chase, you know, either the backside of a running play or to get Lamar Jackson, somebody's going to be unblocked. And you have to have a defense for it. But I don't think the extra guy thing, that's not even punitive.
Nah.
Because you can get away with that, right? If you just run the other way.
Yep.
But an extra 10 yards?
Punitive.
That's punitive. Hmm. So forget timeouts. Like, I like what hockey does. Because those coaches.
Stones.
Are very careful about using challenges.
We'll take a break here on the show. More to come back after this.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Leroy, what do we got coming on up? You love the golf. Tell the people about it. What's coming up at Live Live?
You know how much I love golf. We like to party. So Live Golf combines them all. Live Golf returns to Trump National Doral April 4th through 6th. And because it's at the Blue Monster, they're going big. Join some of the giants of the game in John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, and more. They have huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining on Saturday. Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com.
We're going to be talking to a friend of ours, Yuli the Monster Diaz, coming up in a few minutes here. He's back in the ring, Leroy. He's fighting this weekend.
My boy!
Dirty Boxing is a new... Dirty Boxing Championship is a new card that's going to be put on with a lot of MMA royalty on there. Yoel Romero's in the main event.
What?
And Andrei Arlovsky is in the co-main event. Damn. And guess who's going to be calling some of the action this weekend?
It's got to be someone well-respected in the community. You don't want anyone who's about that silliness, right?
Yes, so. Somebody who's a real pros pro. Pros a guy pro. Who's not about silly sauce.
That's right. So
and somebody who is, you know, some would say a journalist.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Some would say, I mean, definitely not a person who stirs the pot.
Nope.
That's not who you want calling fights. That's not who you want calling fights.
So then it has to be... Bob Costas.
No, it's not Bob Costas. It's me. I am. I'm going to be calling some action this weekend.
What?
Yeah.
What? They just run out of everyone.
Kind of.
Where are you calling?
It is. It is at the Hangar in Coral Gables.
God.
And it's going down on Saturday. I think you guys can still get tickets if you guys.
So
wanna.
Now, are you going to be doing it like over the PA?
No, like on the YouTube Bell, broadcast.
Or? The YouTube. Okay.
On the broadcast.
What do you know about you?
And who's your analyst?
I believe some of it. I believe the team is Platinum Mike Perry, who it's his promotion. Ooh. He is the CVO, which is the Chief Violence Officer.
Dang, come on.
That's good. That's good. I didn't come up with that. That's his actual title.
That's tough.
And then Jason Anik, who's John Anik's brother, podcast host. He's also going to be on the call, I believe, as well. So
some heavy hitters.
But our guy, Yuli Diaz, is because I think what he basically probably heard, Yuli was like, there's a new combat sport?
Yeah.
And so he has to get in on it. He's, of course, a Miami fighting legend. So we will talk with him coming on up.
We've had him on so many times, and he's gone through so many different.
Yeah.
Dude, just what? Is there a fight? I'm in.
This is basically. So we'll talk to him and see what's what. We love Yuli, one of the great guys in this community as well. And get his thoughts on all the action and what's coming up this weekend. We also got coming up. Tomorrow, Buckets and Bets. We want to invite you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. Starting tomorrow, we're going to be broadcasting live. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com. Get all the info at WQM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hot Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. It's presented by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Oh, look who's popped on. There he is. The man himself. We were just speaking of him. An absolute fighting legend down here in South Florida. Yuli the Monster Diaz joining us here on the program. Yuli, how are you, buddy? How's things?
I'm doing great, man. Life is good. Thank you guys again for the opportunity, man.
What's that? You're always welcome. You're always welcome.
Leroy, my brother. Good to see you.
What's that? Again,
getting an IV, getting hydrated for this fight.
Yuli, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you just have a send-off farewell fight? So, like, did you hear there was a new sport in fighting, and you're just like, well, I can't retire without that being on the list? Like, what the heck? Why did you decide to come back?
Yeah, so it was a little bit of both of that. I retired from bare knuckle because I took a position with the company. I'm working with BKB. I'm helping behind the scenes with fighter relations, doing a bunch of content with them. And I also got reached out to from Dirty Boxing. And I said, man, you know what? I got to give this a try. It was a great opportunity. Decent paycheck. And I always stay training. I always stay in the best shape I can. I eat good all the time, you know, so... I think the opportunity arised, and I jumped at it, and I'm excited that it's Dirty Boxing 1. I know they had an event already, but this is their first official event, so I'm going to be one of the pioneers of Dirty Boxing, and you know, that's great.
You're taking on a guy that you fought already, right? I believe you fought Brian Maxwell already. If those who don't know, Leroy, he's the one who fought Chad Ochocinco on the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather card. But that's got to give you a bit of an edge, I would think. You've already got the win over him in a previous sport, or you feel like it's a clean slate?
Well, so I'll tell you what, Brian Maxwell was my first fight on Bare Knuckle. Now he's going to be my first fight on in Dirty Boxing. So, I beat him in first round TKO. I'm looking to do the same thing to him on this one as well. You know, it's been 5 years. I know he's gotten better, but I've gotten better as well. I've had a lot of training with a lot of good trainers and a lot of good sparring partners. So he's in for a handful of trouble, man.
Hey, so I want to ask you this. What, going from different promotions, different companies or whatever, how do the rules change from fight to fight, right? From company to company, because Bare Knuckles has their set of rules. Right. UFC has their set of rules. How is this new promotion, how are the rules a little bit different, and what can we expect when we watch, you know, a fight in Dirty Boxing?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a whole different rule set. This is something new to everybody, where it's boxing with 4-ounce gloves, dirty boxing, meaning you can, you know, if you're in the clinch, as long as you got one hand free, you can keep swinging and the referee won't stop it. You can use elbows here. And if the opponent falls to the ground, as long as you're standing, you can ground and pound them. And the opponent on the ground, which I learned last night, he can upkick to the chest. So if you're on the ground and I'm hitting you, you can upkick to the chest. So it's a whole different rule set, something I've never done before, in this fashion. And again, man, I'm excited to be one of the first guys doing this.
Is that the only kicking? So there's no kicking standing up. The only kicking is to get up.
Yeah, I didn't even know that either.
To get up, to get you off, you know, to get you off of me. Whatever.
This is
insane. Your head got to be on a swivel. You got to be paying attention at all times.
That's right. That's right.
You've literally fought like everything there is to fight, basically. Yep. Is there like how much when you take elements like out of fighting? Like, how much does that free your mind up? Or in a situation like this, like, is there going to be maybe a round where you'll want to feel it out just because, all right, I need to know, like, what I'm allowed to do and things like that? Are you going to watch fights previously? Because you're pretty high on the card here. You know, you're almost one of the main events here. So, like, are you going to watch some of it, see how it's officiated and things like that?
Yeah, I definitely. Even every card I'm on, depending what number I'm on the card, I always go out and watch at least a fight or two. And kind of just get the feel for the venue, feel for the crowd and stuff. As for the rules, it's nothing out of this world. I mean, it's all new. It's all new, especially now that it's all put together just under one promotion. But it's nothing I'm not, it's nothing that I'm not already used to. So, you know, I've thrown elbows. I've been in MMA. I've done ground and pound. I've done it all. So I think, you know, I'm coming into this with a good mindset and ready to go.
It's one of the things that's cool about you, man. I remember Leroy and I going to one of our first Hard Rock events and just remembering, like, man, who's this guy who's got, like, the entire crowd going insane? And it was like, that was kind of our first introduction to you. But, like, you've blown up. You've had world record knockouts now. But you're still getting a chance to fight in South Florida. Like, does that get old for you, getting to fight in front of your community and seeing all the droves of people that kind of come out? Because you've been, like, on this massive social media and people have seen you, the 3-second knockout going world famous, or does this still mean something to you?
No, it definitely still means something to me, especially fighting this Saturday. It's in the hangar in Coconut Grove. That's my backyard, literally my backyard. So, you know, I love it. I love fighting at home, man. I love the hometown crowd. And it's always great to put on for my people, and especially now that, you know, I came off a semi-retirement and I'm back to show face here in a new promotion. So I'm excited about it. I know the people are going to come out. I've been getting, you know, tons of people talking to me on social media. So it's going to be great. I hope to see you guys there.
Dude, I'm working it. I'm doing
it. He's working it.
Oh, perfect.
I'm working it, man. I'm excited to call one of your fights. I'm excited about that. It's going to be, I'm sure, an incredible atmosphere, dude. It's going to be fun. So listen, best of luck this week, man. We're looking forward to it. I'll see you at the weigh-ins and all that this week, but it should be a hell of an event.
Yep.
Listen, thank you guys, man. I truly always appreciate the opportunity. You guys are fucking hometown legends, and sorry for the cussing. You guys are hometown legends, and I appreciate you guys always having me on. And I want to give one shout out real quick to Drip Drop Miami. They're taking care of me, keeping me hydrated for this fight. So thank you guys, and thank you to all my sponsors out there always looking out for me. And I'll catch you guys at Dirty Boxing this weekend.
We'll see you there, right, man. Thank you. You're a freaking legend. Thank you. We appreciate it. Yuli the Monster Diaz, always great when he gets a chance to join us here on the program. We're looking forward to seeing him back in action this weekend. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
15 minutes.
Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat in for you on 560 WQAM.
You know what I always wondered?
What is
I always wonder.
Is that Leroy?
What?
What did you wonder?
Oh. How do you train for, like, BKFC and these fights? Because, like,
I think mostly
you're more violent.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to punch in bare knuckles.
Yeah. I think that I've seen guys who, like, actually will train their knuckles and, like, hit either a bag barehanded, mitts. Like, they'll get used to just the feeling of that and the range of it. But they don't also, like, divert. Like, they'll still just train regularly like they okay. normally do. You know, it's kind of like
here, you got, like, even with this new promotion, you got to kind of know how to be in close quarters and get the elbow.
Yeah, I would say, like, looking at, you know, like, doing a lot of the prep for most of the guys here fought MMA. So it's kind of just taking it away. You know, there's a couple guys who have just done, like, bare knuckle, but most of the guys have done MMA. So I think they're kind of used to throwing that stuff at least, which is the fun of it, which is going to be the fun of it. And also, you know, I think it's like three-minute rounds. So they want action and they want finishes.
Dude, elbows. Yuli fights in the most cuttable sports.
Yeah.
Right? Like all those sports, like blood right away. Boom.
Yep.
Especially bare knuckle. Oh my goodness.
I got a feeling too, because there was some dispute that his record got broken in BKFC. That was like they said that somebody knocked out in 2 seconds and he's like put split screens and stopwatched it. Like he doesn't believe it. He thinks like it was malarkey on the call. I got a feeling that he's going to try and break his record. So like he may try and go one shot to go knock out this dude who, you know, his most famous thing is basically knocking down Chad Ochocinco in the final round.
Let Ochocinco booty up.
Yep, send that booty up. Yeah. 50 Minutes of Heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at hollywoodkia.com. Heat back at it tonight against the Pistons. Did you guys see yesterday? Did you guys happen to see on social media? Because it was interesting enough. We were talking about these two when I referred to Leroy as blissfully ignorant. Goran Dragic is up to something. And it appears that he is... I guess he's also getting into podcasting. I don't know. But there's a photo that he posted on his Instagram of him sitting down at a microphone with Nikola Jovic, dude.
Wow.
I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if this is his thing or what, but young Brate sits down with OG Brate. Something's happening there. Very interesting.
But those are from opposing clans, aren't they? Isn't this Slovenia?
I don't think it works like that. Okay. I don't think that's how that works. I mean, they play each other in basketball, but there's a lot of similarities.
Ryu and Ken.
Ryu and Ken?
These are two different... Okay.
This is not Street Fighter.
Well, you know...
Hold it! But Speaking of Street Fighter, Udonis Haslem. Udonis Haslem was on NBA Today yesterday, and he had something to say about the Jimmy Butler honeymoon phase in Golden State. Now, mind you, this was before Golden State did win last night over the Bucks. This was fresh off their loss to the Jokerless, Murrayless Nuggets, even though Jimmy did have a good game there, too. But just not as good as Aaron Gordon always gets us. But here was Udonis Haslem, who's a little skeptical that the Warriors are going to be able to keep this up.
But I'm going to go with Golden State here. Obviously, playoff Jimmy is a thing because we've seen it before. But more than anything else, Steph Curry, last night, Steve Kerr talked about how tired he is. They've got to get him some rest, got to get his battery recharged. But he's still playing at the peak of his powers. Him and Draymond Green, four-time champions. I just think they have the talent and the pedigree to be the biggest threat to Oklahoma City.
I got to argue with you on that one. This is no Jimmy hate. But I would say that the record has been a little bit favorable to Golden State right now. I'm looking at the record of the teams that they've played, and we're talking about 312 wins to 364 losses. I would argue that some of these teams, they probably could have beat without Jimmy. Now, Jimmy has given them a boost. It's like a shot of whiskey right now, but we'll see if it lasts throughout the playoffs.
All right. There you go. Udonis Haslem.
Yeah. I mean, I mentioned that yesterday. He's right. He's right. Here's what I would say.
Love that guy.
Jimmy fits with Golden State because anything that he does is a bonus. They haven't yet gotten into the position where anybody has made a demand on Jimmy to be the guy.
Except last night.
To some extent. What did he end up with?
He nearly had a triple-double. I think he had like 24, 8, and 10. What?
Whatever.
I mean, okay. But again, see, the difference between Jimmy and Steph is that Steph has to do numbers like that every night. Because Jimmy plays with Steph, he doesn't have to. When he was with the Heat, they needed him to do that every night.
No, but I think the question is, okay, we understand that. I mean, that's not going to change. He obviously is going to have Steph Curry, and the whole point of like Steph Curry being exhausted that Steve Kerr put out there, didn't play him, is this magical Jimmy Butler run legitimate? Is it legitimate?
Well, how legitimate is it if Steph Curry is exhausted? How much of the burden is he actually, you know, relieving Steph from if Steph is still exhausted?
I don't know.
I
mean,
I would figure this, that if you bring another star, then you don't have to play. You don't have to play Curry 35 minutes. You can give him some more breaks because you got somebody to hold it down.
Which he just, yeah. Right? But, and I think that's the thing, though, is like he did have kind of his moment last night to show them that he could, and he did. And, you know, it's against a team that he's familiar with. It's a good team. I mean, like Milwaukee's not OKC, but they're no slouch either. I mean, they're a healthy amount over 500. I mean, I guess by record, they're, you know, Golden State's better now. They haven't been for most of the season, but
like,
now.
You know, I don't know if there's going to be a time when it gets down to crunch time that you're ever going to be able to take some of that burden off of Steph.
Their test is like, if you're going to believe in them, it's still not going to come until probably the beginning of April. Then who even knows? Because there are a lot of guys starting to maintenance program their stars. But their next four are, or the next five, Toronto, Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans, San Antonio. Which,
right?
I mean, that could be like a Swiss, a knife through butter with that run of teams, the way they're, especially the way Miami's playing.
But that's what their schedule's been for the last month.
It has been, which is why UD is skeptical. But I would say that if you were skeptical, like last night was a pretty strong response by Jimmy. What?
Well, because you can do it every now and then.
Which is all he's going to have to do with Steph being the lead guy.
That's the question I have, is that if Steph is tired now, are you going to need more of that from Jimmy to spell Steph during stretches of the game? And if you do, is he going to be able to do that? In order to keep Steph fresh for when it's crunch time. I think that's the question that UD has, is that they played a couple of good teams. Jimmy balled out last night because Steph wasn't there. But if the whole point of having another star was to spell or give your number one a break, and Steph is exhausted anyway.
Yeah, but like, is the exhausted thing a convenient thing that they just threw out there because they lost and then they had a back-to-back? Like, is he really exhausted? Because his numbers have gone up with Jimmy Butler there.
Yes.
That to me is like almost one of these things where like everybody, like they got a little credibility because they had a 15-game run where they lost two games, and so they lose a game and Steve Kerr goes, oh, but poor little adorable Steph is tired. I'm like, now he's tired, really? Was he tired when he was shimmying all over the New York Knicks a day ago? He didn't look too tired then. I saw him drop it like it was hot before the ball even hit the net.
So if you're not tired last night, you can't be tired tonight.
I'm just saying it's a very convenient.
Do you know how tired works?
Because he had a lot of turnovers. Why can't we ever just have a bad game? Maybe Steph just threw up a stinker.
Oh, now, ooh. Oh my goodness! Coming from you, that's
amazing. No. I just think it's funny. It's like, oh, he's so tired.
Usually, you've been known after one bad game to bring out the bum guns. You have been.
He had seven turnovers. Oh, sorry, he didn't get his nap.
You think a nap is going to help him?
I don't know. I just think it's. Oh,
have
he's
you
so...
seen all the running he does at what 35, 36?
I live for it.
Maybe you should make one of those convenient injuries that LeBron has to go away for 2 weeks, get in the Bain lab.
Oh, and here we go. Mm. Wow.
What?
Every March.
What?
You see, every March, this guy goes, what is he doing?
No.
That groin didn't look too bad when he was cheering.
I don't know. And also, I don't know. But one thing I do know.
Yeah.
For the best dry cleaning in South Florida, you want to use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. Our boy R is the owner. You guys, you got to be sick at this point with so many businesses these days. You don't get that extra care, that touch that you need. Not with A&T Dry Cleaners. You can text or call Ara anytime, get a quote on your order. He can, you know, set you all up with everything you need. All you got to do, reach out to him, 954-610-9383, Leroy.
40 years in the business, family owned and run. They have a seamstress that's Ara's mother, so you know you're getting the best care for your clothes. They even do same day sewing, pick up, drop off your orders. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. Just give Ara a call. He'll give you an idea of how long it will take, how much it will cost. And if you mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order. That's right, 25% off. All you got to do is call or text Ara at 954-610-9383 at any time. Once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.